Good morning. It is the 24th of November, 2018, and today we have the Queen of Wands. Indestructible is the word I'll use to describe this Queen of Fire, loud, proud, and representing the astrological signs of Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. You cannot miss her in a room, especially when she or he is dressed the way she is today, head to toe in bright, sunny yellow. She makes quite an entrance, this Grande Dame, carrying a huge sunflower in full bloom. The Queen of Wands is usually a fine physical specimen of a human, and you kind of have to be a hater to not admit it. Try not to stare. He or she was obviously born to be on stage somehow, and is at her best in front of an audience, whether in a theater or classroom. She's your kid's favorite teacher, the supermom of the neighborhood. She's a great dancer and will probably try to grab you and teach you a few steps too. She is sexy, funny, and as loyal as they come. Her life partner and husband, the King, is the most intuitive king in the deck, and married her for a reason. She's telepathic and almost psychically anticipates your needs, wants, or what you're going to say before you even open your mouth. In the dictionary, if you look up the word enthusiasm, there would be a picture of this queen. She radiates genuine warmth and may not show it, but deep down, wants to be liked. She may not have had it very easy early in life, and this gives her a special compassion for others. It's very possible she needs that audience attention and reassurance. Nothing makes her happier than cheering up or cheering on a friend going through a hard time or having a problem. "Why didn't I think of that?" says you when she comes up with another one of her bright ideas, finger air quotes. Her king, back in the randy, roguish days of his knighthood, wore the insignia of a salamander on his sleeve, an animal believed to be magically fireproof. The Queen of Wands will passionately flare up now and again, but not for long, he knows. Her many talents and positive outlook, in spite of a possibly difficult early life, passion and intuition are equal to his own. I thought about this, and easily the most indestructible people I've ever known have been fire signs. If there was a cliche, I finally decided I'm just going to break the record for using cliches if there is one, about the comedian with the tragic past, this would be it. Silent screen legend, comic genius, and Aries, Charlie Chaplin's autobiography is straight out of a Charles Dickens novel. At the age of 12, I think it was, he had to commit his mother to an insane asylum and lied, saying he had a place to live in order not to be sent to the Oliver Twist home for unlucky boys or whatever. You're lucky to know her is all I can say, and if this is you, we're lucky to know you. Smile, though your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. And Charlie Chaplin wrote that song. So there you go. Bye.